The Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, has called for a thorough investigation of all judgment debts paid under the current government and the previous MPP regime. Mr. Azim's comments come in the wake of latest revelations that more than 13 million Ghana cedis was paid in judgment debt on the last day of the MPP administration. He said those whose deliberate actions led to the payments must be punished. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
We are a country that still has a lot of problems. You have children lying on the floor in hospitals. You have children sitting under trees in school. And so it is important that we make efficient use of the resources that we get, whether it's from taxes or it's from loans from outside the country. And so any payment that raises doubts needs to be investigated to ensure that the payment was legal and that it was necessary. And so I would think that as the president had instructed the IOCO, we should go into the details of all these judgment debts, not just covering the NDC time, but maybe to cover the two governments that have been in power. That will help us to be able to detect whatever was rightly paid, was not rightly paid, so that steps can be taken to recover what was not rightly paid.
Yes, just today we are hit with a front page story in one of the newspapers that on the last day of the previous administration, that's on the 6th of January, about 132 billion cedis were paid in judgment debt. What do you make of this act?
This is something that is not in the best interest of the country. In fact, it happens to not only in the higher government levels, but even at department levels. At the end of the year, people rush to make expenses because they think that maybe we'll go back to chess. But especially when it affects the top hierarchy of the country, I think it raises some suspicions. And again, as I've already said, it means that we need to investigate these things. You can recall the approval for the payment of end of service benefits on the 6th of January 2009, when they were preparing to hand over. These are things that we should avoid. If they are legal payments, they should be paid on time. You don't wait until last minute. But when you do that, you raise suspicions. You make people to begin to wonder, why should this be done? And then that calls for investigation to make sure that, yes, what was actually done. Of course, maybe they could have been legal payments, but then we need to be assured that they were legal payments by carrying out investigations. Otherwise, a lot of money could be going down the drain without the proper channel.
As an anti-corruption crusader, do you sense any acts of corruption in all this judgment debt payment saga?
There is a possibility of some corruption, but it cannot be established without carrying out the necessary investigations. But then we cannot also be assured that it was not a corrupt act. And so that the only way to sort it out is to investigate.
What recommendations will you give to governments or appropriate authorities in terms of this kind of payment of judgment debts? Because it is the action or inaction of some individuals which cause some of these things. What recommendations will you make?
I think I have at least two recommendations. One is the immediate thing that they need to investigate all these judgment debts to ensure that only the genuine ones go through. Those that have not been genuinely paid, effort should be made to recover those monies. The second aspect is that our prosecution process needs an overhaul. There are times when a police prosecutor goes to court with a case, and then the case is called and the policeman or the prosecutor doesn't show up. And at the end of the day, the ruling is made in favor of the accused person. This is not fair. These are people that are paid with state resources to protect the interests of the nation. So it's not only on these judgment days, but there are other cases which end up being ruled in favor of the accused just because somebody has failed to act appropriately. And we don't hear of any action taken against these prosecutors. So I think that it's time that we look at this. The IGP and the Attorney General need to look at this and make sure that if a case is given to a prosecutor, the prosecutor pursues it to its logical conclusion. Otherwise, that prosecutor should be sanctioned.
Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, in that interview with Bubu Klenogo. Meanwhile, the managing editor of the Alhaj newspaper, Alhaji Baturi, has questioned the basis of the payments by the previous MPP regime. He believes there is something fishy about such payments which must be investigated.
You know, recently this country has been rocked by supposed judgment debt payments to some people. Particularly this new administration of Professor Moses has been accused of indulging in judgment debt payments, forcing the president to order the IOCO to look into all judgment payments since the inception of the Fourth Republic. And we also decided to do some checks to see what has taken place, particularly under the previous Kufuor administration. And we were shocked to find out that on the last day, as of the 6th of January, when President Kufuor tenure was coming to an end, within a matter of eight hours, between the hours of 8 and then 5 o'clock, certain people were paid there was an order to pay certain people. Some of them are supposed to be judgment debt, others are supposed to be compensations, and others are also settlement. And then we thought that this is a bit curious, why on the last day, more so when some of the beneficiaries are either party functionaries or close allies of the former president. And we thought that we should let the nation know that this is how far we've come.
You were talking of this payment on the last day of the administration of Kufuor. What is wrong with that?
Under normal circumstances, there is nothing wrong with that. What is, in our opinion, questionable was how the whole process took just a day. First of all, there was this correspondence from the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's office on the 6th. It arrived at the Ministry of Finance, and you know the bureaucracy of our ministries in this country. And then that thing, the Finance Ministry of Finance worked on this document and ensured that it landed at the offices of the Controller and Accountant General. That is what is wrong, in our opinion, how this kind of transaction can be concluded in a day. We are strongly convinced that some of the beneficiaries or some of the payments were not as a result of any competent court of jurisdiction's order or even acceptable negotiation. We believe that some of them were just personally and solely determined by the president, which we believe that there is a lot of question to be done to that.
But what is your suspicion?
That is why I'm telling you, one, for example, were the payments authorized with due process taken into consideration? We all know the due processes. One, either authorized by the competent court of jurisdiction or arbitration where there is a panel that will determine. And I doubt if all this can be done in a day. Secondly, our suspicion was that the Attorney General then was not a party. Yet when you look at the letter of authorization, the one who signed is one Justice Professor V.C.R.A.C. Crabb, indicated clearly in the letter that he had been directed by the Attorney General to write on his behalf on the instructions of the President.
Alhaji Bature is the managing editor of the Alhaj newspaper.